It's hard to mention the U.S. Senate without mentioning Majority Leader Harry Reid, as my colleague David Wellner just did. Reid is also a mainstay of Nevada politics. He's represented that state since 1986, but his constituents are showing some signs of restlessness. This week, we're checking in on some significant races around the country. Today, the tight race between Harry Reid and Republican Sharon Angle. And Jeanette Damon of the Las Vegas Sun tells us exactly how tight.
Well, they're neck and neck now. This race is in a dead heat. Voters in Nevada are deeply and almost evenly divided. There's very few voters who have not made up their minds. And there's a strong constituent of people who don't like either candidate.
Can you remind us how Harry Reid derived his political power in Nevada and maybe what has changed?
Right. The situation for him now is he's deeply unpopular. He's never been a particularly popular political figure in Nevada. He's had a number of close races, even though he's been in politics for so long. At this moment, he's deeply unpopular, and a lot of that traces back to the power that he's been able to achieve in Washington, D.C. Nevada is a quintessentially purple state. We're pretty divided between Republicans and Democrats, very strong libertarian streak in the state. And now suddenly our senior senator is carrying, or is seen as carrying, the partisan water for Democrats. So he's seen as having a more liberal ideology. That coupled with the severe downturn in the economy, that really fuels that anti-incumbent fire.
Tell us about his opponent, Sharon Angle, who I know has the support of the Tea Party movement.
Sharon Angle was the surprise victor of the Republican primary in this state. She beat another candidate who was seen as more of an establishment Republican. She's been in politics a long time. She served several terms in the assembly. She built a reputation as being the one lawmaker who would consistently vote no on pretty much anything, and she says that proudly. She's been able to build a small, very conservative base of passionate supporters in northern Nevada. This is her first real test on a national stage or even a statewide race. She's been able to tap into a deep well of Tea Party money as well as establishment Republican money, and she's been able to put up a fight.
The ads have certainly been flying in this race. I want to bring up the sound of an ad from the Republican Sharon Angle. We as this ad starts playing, we're looking at images of illegal immigrants in the dark of night roaming along a border fence.
Illegals sneaking across our border, putting Americans' safety and jobs at risk. And what does Harry Reid do? He comes out opposed to Arizona's tough new immigration law.
And then as soon as that ad came out, Harry Reid's campaign fired right back.
Sharon Angle's new attack ad. More crazy talk and outright lies. This fence, it's Harry Reid who got 400 miles of new barriers, 4,000 new border agents, drones.
And Jeanette Damon, I wonder, I mean, immigration is certainly a big topic if we listen to these ads. Since you have such a high unemployment rate out there in Nevada right now, does that make Harry Reid vulnerable on the issue of immigration if people are just frustrated out of work looking for jobs?
Absolutely. Immigration has been a hot button issue in this state for years. But the imagery there, as you mentioned, of illegal immigrants running across the border juxtaposed with the smiling family and out-of-work people really fires up tension among voters that illegal immigrants are taking jobs that Nevadans could have. We'll probably see that be an effective message against Harry Reid. At the same time, he's trying to find that middle ground of increasing border security, but also doing stuff legislatively to appease his base among Hispanics.
You've seen quite a change in Nevada over the last few years. I mean, your state was among the fastest growing states in the U.S. Now it's number one in unemployment. I mean, that's quite a boom time hangover. How does Harry Reid answer to that?
Well, sure, it was a meteoric rise economically. We led all of the indicators there. And with the economy crashing, we were at ground zero, both for that housing industry, number one in employment rate. Construction industry has gone away. The gaming industry and tourism industry are hurting. So Sharon Angle's strategy is to blame Harry Reid for that entire collapse. Harry Reid's strategy is difficult for him. One, he's an incumbent. Two, he's the majority leader. So he needs to walk this line of, one, blaming the economy not on Democrats in power now, but on the Bush administration, and trying to convince voters that he has used his position to help. His job there is made a little bit easier by Sharon Angle, who has an extremely laissez-faire philosophy, who doesn't believe that unemployment benefits should be extended, who believes that the Social Security program should be phased out. And voters right now are just so unhappy with the state of things, they want to point fingers wherever they can. I think that's why you see such a deep division among voters at the moment.
And Jeanette, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Jeanette Damon is political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun.